Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin, Leroy, and Bees. Leo and I are live at the Seminole Hard Rock Event Center for the Lucky Hearts Poker Open. A lot of action going on over here.
Cast.
No. Cast. Do you know what the band's name is?
No.
Beast? Beast? Do you know?
Oh.
It's fun.
That's right.
Fun. F-U-N. Oh.
You know what? When I wrote the words, I was thinking about this, but I also thought that Robbie may go really cheesy.
Girls just want to have fun?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Our show, Crow, all I want to do is have some fun, but I didn't think people would guess that right away. They would just get Crow and Yelich and all that other stuff first.
Yelich?
Yeah, Yelich is one
when
of the
When is Yelich going to be a code word?
MVP.
That dude really won MVP this year, huh?
Yep.
Crazy.
Crow, dude.
Missed on that one.
Woo!
MVP.
MVP.
Has anybody ever been more wrong about something in sports history?
I mean, it is Milwaukee. It's not exactly a pitcher-friendly park.
I love you, Robbie.
I don't even get what.
Has there been a guy I've been really, 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 really wrong about? No, I'm saying I didn't think guys would be, you know, as good as people thought. But I've never went out and said somebody's going to be a bust.
You were like tentative on Baker Mayfield this year for the Browns.
No. Here's what I said.
I didn't even say wrong and you're defending it.
I know, but here's what I said. I said, I don't even know if he's going to be any good. They scouted him. I did not. I said, but
you're scouting,
after going what I went through.
Your scouting report was a cop tape.
Right. I said, after going through what they went through with Johnny Manziel, seems kind of odd you're going to draft a quarterback that can't outrun a fat cop. That's all I said.
Well, fun is your word this hour. F-U-N. Text that to 72881 in your register. It's brought to you by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You can call them at 1-800-747-FREE. 1-800-747-3733.
By the way,
yes?
I finally went over to the Hard Rock Cafe.
Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Wow. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, and they have a stage in there.
There's another casino there, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Whoa.
I just stumbled in there one day. It's like I went down some hallway, and all of a sudden, wait, there's another casino.
That's right.
And so if you go like right where the old poker room is, used to be, like you're going outside, it's inside. It's the Hard Rock Cafe and more
another casino.
Right.
Which eventually that's going to be the link to the other hotel part. So
right.
You basically, like, that's going to be, like, part of the in-between,
right?
If you will.
Right.
We know, textures. We'll get to the headlines in a moment.
Really?
Like, textures really clamoring for headlines?
Yeah.
Check this out. Let's be clear, Beast.
Mm-hmm.
Keep sending your information in, textures. There's no guarantee it's going to be in Beast headlines.
Yeah, you never know.
Right. And so you responding, we know, I'm going to get to it in headlines. It's not entirely true, because when you miss a headline, here's your excuse. That was last night.
Well, that was last night.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about that.
Right.
Anyway, let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
Deion Waiters has been fined by the Miami Heat. We don't know the amount that he has been fined. He was fined for his comments the other night to The Buzz, Barry Jackson. It is
Barry
being
have to
called,
pick up that fine?
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
He's never talking to Barry Jackson again.
Yeah, probably not. That's how the fine works. And it's being called conduct detrimental to the team.
Ooh, that's the big one. That's the one where you can find a lot more money.
Oh.
That's the big one.
Like, if you had to guess, how much do you think he's paying? 50?
I mean, well, I know if you if you find somebody in football for conduct detrimental, I think you can suspend him 4 games.
Spoelstra says he spoke to waiters. There was a team meeting to address his comments. Spoelstra made clear his comments, including calling for himself to be reinserted as starter, won't help him achieve that objective. He gone.
He's not gone.
He's gone.
Man, are you kidding me?
Bye-bye.
Like,
not heat culture.
For none.
Totally not
he
heat culture.
He may not be having success.
He's not heat culture.
He's not heat culture. They need some guys to get finished. Yeah, that's right, finish.
Spoelstra says that Waiters came back to a different team than when he was injured. It's deeper, and he's going to have to be patient and adjust. Yeah. I mean, look, we've been saying this about that roster being having a lot of guys that do the same thing and are very similar for the whole season. And the thing that's just never really the question we've always asked is what's going to happen when everybody's healthy?
Ooh.
And even with Goran Dragic hurt, not everybody has been healthy, but this is the most healthy they've been.
It's going to be even worse when Goran gets back because some would question if Justice hasn't done a better job at running the point than Goran has.
What do you think of this?
He's done fantastic.
What do you think of this tweet from Ira? It feels a little shady, as in throwing shade. What the Waiters find does not eliminate is too many deserving players for too few minutes. This is about roster composition, not anger management.
Oh, well, there's no shade to be thrown. Like, if you are a Heat fan, you know that this roster is flawed. Like, nobody who watches this team doesn't know that.
Here's my problem with just the whole situation is that you only have a handful of guys on that team that have a unique skill set. Mm-hmm. Deion's one of those guys. He's not going to do it as well as D. Wade has done it over his career, but that's one of the reasons why you have him, because he can create a shot, he can get a shot off in those tough moments, or he can get hot and score a bunch of points, real quick. There's not a whole bunch of guys on that roster that can do that. And so from that standpoint, when you have that skill set to say, almost you're saying you're no different than the other guys, you have the same type of game, we're going to try to work you in, when he really doesn't.
Well, I don't think Deion Waiters just played. I think the reason this is different from Hassan Whiteside is because I think Hassan Whiteside, when that stuff happens, a lot of the times we question his effort. We question how he fits into the system, if he's listening to the coaches. I don't find Deion Waiters to be an unintelligent player. I think Deion Waiters creates for his teammates. I think creates some awesome shots for himself. Sometimes he's Brick City, and that's the Deion roller coaster you buy into.
Well, right.
But I just think with him, it's health, man. I think we just see him and he's not right. And I think that he is – I think we've seen with Deion, I think there's a lack of trust from his standpoint because he already got duped by the Thunder. Deion Waiters thought that he was going to be part of the LeBron-Kyrie ride in Cleveland. So he's been cast aside. And the last time Deion was at his full strength and superpowers, he was the toast of the town. You know, there were actual people coming here and saying it was Wake County. And so I can understand why he doesn't want that to go away and feels like D. Wade back, you forgot about Wade all of a sudden.
I don't even think it's that. I just think that he almost seems like, just give me a chance. Give me a consistent chance to show you that I'm still that guy. And he hasn't gotten that chance.
I agree. He has not gotten a full chance, but I don't think he's at his best to get that chance right now.
Yeah, I can't tell you if he is.
Does he know that though?
I don't think it's a question. I think he feels better than he has in a while, and he's Deion Waiters. He thinks that his confidence is the greatest superpower in his arsenal, and that he's going to overcome.
Hey.
This is a dude who's come from a hard part of the world. He's seen some dark bleep. He's gotten to this point. But he doesn't look like the Deion Waiters that was in that run.
Here's the problem. I mean, you can't tell. Like, I would say he's still a little banged up.
He's huffing and puffing, man.
Well, no, he's out of shape.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not talking about, right. But you can't tell me up until this point of the season that there wasn't 5 or 6 times where he said, man, if Deion was here, he would have got a shot.
Yeah, the offensive inconsistency with this club is very frustrating. And having that skill set of a guy who can just go do something for you.
Okay, so he has a unique skill. that a lot of guys on that team don't have.
When he's right.
Well, okay, even when he's not right, he can still get a shot off. Out of shape, fat, he may not make it because he's tired. But that skill is something this team has been looking for ever since he left. And I'm finding it hard to believe that all of a sudden they have no use for that skill set.
I don't think he's getting traded. I don't think that anybody's going to touch that with the kind of personality that he has, with knowing that he's coming off that injury, with knowing his health. I think you're in the situation that you were with Hassan Whiteside coming into the year. If you have any idea that he's going to be moved somewhere, he's going to need to show some. Hassan has shown some things this year. He's shown that he's been able to be more consistent this season, and for the most part has been a good soldier with not complaining about Bam closing games for the most part.
I'm like, hey.
For the most part.
Hey, all right. Hey, that's probably, you know why he hasn't complained as much? Because they said, hey, big fella, come see me. We as an organization have decided that the next time you want to complain, it's okay. It's okay. Just do it to this pet cat.
Oh, no.
With this dog statue named
this
Rosa.
Dog statue. They
Rosa!
Gave it to him.
Rosa.
They gave it to Rosa. They gave him Rosa and said, hey, just let it all out. And they probably have a camera.
What else you got, Beast?
I would have a lot, but all of our computers in the studio just decided to update.
I mean, can I ask
a
question?
Tell you, yeah,
can I ask a question?
What?
So, the only time you see the news...
I mean,
of what's going on in the sports world.
Would you like
is when you sit down at that computer.
We can go mock draft. We can go,
let's go mock draft.
Okay, so Mel
Take
Kiper.
Take me down the mock draft rabbit hole.
Biggest football Ponzi schemer in the history of football. Makes Adam Gase look like a nothing.
Oh, this Adam Gase.
No, listen.
Wait till we get to him.
Yeah, he had personality today.
What a phony.
Oh, he was on a Levitard today, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, he came off as likable with Levitard. Of course he is. He's with the cool kids. Levitard's going to...
Well, he also
what's
knows...
What's up, Adam Gase?
He knows...
Tell me something wacky about Jay Cutler. You guys were chain smokers, right, brah? Yeah, man. We would smoke a pack a day. It was crazy out there.
It's because he knows those guys. When he first got to town, he went over and spent a day with the Levitard crew.
Knows those guys. He doesn't know anything.
He knows
them. He's a user and a puppet master.
All right, Mel Kiper has the Dolphins taking the cornerback. I don't care.
Well, because you're a Patriots fan. That's why you don't care.
You want to know who the Patriots drafted?
I don't want to know. I don't care.
Yeah, the Patriots drafted a quarterback, too.
Don't care.
Daniel Jones.
Don't care. It's Mel Kiper. He's not right. He'll have 7 more mock drafts. None of this
is
matters.
Is anybody right?
Well, no.
Beast, I would hope as a radio veteran as yourself, you know, somebody who's been doing radio remotes for 20 years, as you pointed out earlier on the show.
Jesus.
You would just take the point of Mel Kiper putting Kyler Murray in his mock draft and just say, what if the Dolphins did take Kyler Murray in the first round?
And set up some stimulating conversation.
That's hacky.
That is what I would say.
That's hacky.
You would no. You know what's hacky? You being dismissive. That's what it is.
I'd rather talk about Girl Scout cookies.
We did for a segment. Don't bore our audience.
Hey, Beast.
Yeah.
Question. How can you talk so much down on this, but yet the U of M quarterback who's coming here?
He's already here.
We have no idea how good he is.
We have no
you
idea.
You have no idea how good he is.
I don't know if he's better than Nikosi Perry.
It's not like it's 6 months ago and we're
question.
Projecting that
if
he
you
might
can
get
tell,
on campus.
If you can tell what 18 and 19-year-old is going to be a successful football player, you'd be making a boatload of money somewhere.
Let me tell you something. I see that handsome devil. Don't tell me that guy's not going to end up Snapchatting sex. Don't tell me that. That kid's going to clean up. All right.
In Miami?
Come on.
I have no comment.
It's a different level of talent. Ohio versus Miami.
He's already got himself GQ'd up in the Canes Photoshop.
Oiled up.
Ladies, I'm here. Brevin, show me the town, Brevin Jordan.
The three Las Vegas guys are just going to be roaming the streets.
The three degenerates. That's what they're going to call them now.
I don't think that's what they're going to call
the three degenerates.
I don't think that's what
the Hurricanes Musketeers.
Jeez. I mean, that quarterback room has some stories, huh?
Oh, my
They're
God.
They're like 19. Somebody said, don't need more tape on him to know he's better than Nikosi.
Well, let me tell you something. If you get more tape on him that he records, you won't know if he's better than Nicosi.
Here's the problem. Like, I tend to give Nicosi time to mature. I've only seen Martell play a handful of plays at the end of games.
Right.
So they're probably both going to be in the same boat. Nicosi probably has a little more ability to run.
Right. And to people who are texting that he can't start, we realize that. He is trying to go through this waiver process with the NCAA because of the coaching change. So there's a shot. It's not a great one. And then there's also the chance that he could graduate by May if everybody takes classes for him.
Who's the other kid that's...
He's like 12 online classes going on at the same time.
They're trying to get a 4-star to come this year. Or that's
yeah, you year. Know, they, yeah, that is. They did offer a 4-star scholarship to this quarterback from New Orleans. I believe it's...
What school?
That's a good question. I'm waiting on Chris Bogle from Cardinal Gibbons, the defensive end, man. He may flip from Alabama.
I can't do that. I can't believe that you're mocking
And that's
Mel
what
Piper.
I'm saying. That's my point.
What?
This is my point.
I don't know. All right,
his name is Lance Legendre, and he's from Warren Easton Senior High School in New Orleans.
Wow, Warren Easton. All right.
You know that?
No, but they're it's a public school on the West Bank, I think.
Texter writes in, "Oh, my name is Beast. I don't care about talking about the draft, but I love talking about 3 to 5-star high school kids I've never seen before."
Correct. 1,000%.
Point for Texter.
No, I love...
Point for Texter!
I love the NFL draft. I just don't like Mel Kiper.
Okay, so if I said this was Todd McShay's draft, you would entertain it, or you'd do the same thing?
I'd put way more stock in it.
Look up Walter Football's
mock
draft.
You guys accidentally left a crack in the box, and he's trying to get out.
I love Walter Football.
Seal a crack.
No.
He's locked in.
If this was Mike Mayock, although he's not doing it anymore.
He's in the Raiders now. That's it.
I know.
Kiper's last man standing.
McShay, I trust, because McShay is from Andover, Massachusetts, so there you go.
You want to swallow the show in TNM the entire time with coaching carousel and 3 to 5-star recruits.
And this portal.
The 12-0 bros.
The portal's closed.
the portal's always open.
No, it's closed.
It's where everyone knows
Jalen Hurts chose his portal. He chose the red pill. He's gone. 15 minutes of heat is next.
Are you ready, people?
15 minutes of heat on the ticket. Where are you going to get heat information like this? With Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Now!
Make some noise.
Thank you, Mike. 15 minutes of heat is brought to you by All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. At All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, it's their job to get you back in the game. With 4 South Florida locations, there's one near you. Go to allproorthopedics.com for more info. It's also brought to you by hurricanedamage.com. Do you have property damage? Contact the law offices of Canner and Pentaluga at hurricanedamage.com now. We're live from the Seminole Hard Rock Event Center as we have the Lucky Hearts Poker Open going on right now. $1 million guaranteed, $1,100 buy-in. Get all your details at shrpo.com. Leroy has gallivanted off to go get a coffee, so he's going to be caffeinated up for the second half of this show. Speaking of coffee, Pud Rodriguez is going to be joining us later on the show. He was supposed to join us this hour. He's actually going to end up joining us in the third hour, hashtag third hour. He's got a thing going on right now where he has Pudge Coffee. And what he's doing there is he has got this benefit going on for coffee farmers in Puerto Rico that were demolished by the past hurricanes, Maria and Irma. So that's a cool thing that the former Marlins champion is doing in the Baseball Hall of Famer. So we'll get a chance to talk to him a little later on. If you're just tuning in, you missed headlines. Dion Waiters was fined by the Miami Heat for conduct detrimental to the team for his little rant to Barry Jackson. After the loss to the Milwaukee Bucks, the Heat got stomped. He did not get to play very many minutes, so he's been fined. Eric Spoelstra said don't do that because that's not going to help you get playing time. So there's that. In other kind of Heat news, what's going on is there was a report from the Miami Herald that stemmed off from Wayne Ellington's comments to The Athletic that the Heat have met with Wayne Ellington's representatives and have spoken to him about his role with the team, and that the Heat is aware that he wants to play, but that there's no promises on what that's going to lead to. So we got to believe that Wayne Ellington's eventually going to get traded. And
how can you trade him if he don't play?
Because people want shooting.
He's cheap.
He's a one-year deal expiring. Like, it's not like this crazy contract. And people love shooting. Did you see what the Rockets, 73-pointers yesterday?
Unbelievable? 70. Like, they shot 73-pointers and 35 two-pointers.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. So
2019.
So Wayne Ellington's reps have talked to the Heat. I can't imagine he's going to be on the Heat before after the trade deadline, you know, barring injuries that happen. But the one thing we could say with Wayne, Wayne is a no-trade clause.
You think he's getting a bum deal, though?
I feel bad for him because, you know, Wayne kind of just got the raw deal of timing. You know, like if he was here, if he was here during the spending spree when everybody was like, oh, Wayne Ellington, like, you know, you get a contract and you get a contract. I'm sure Wayne Ellington would have gotten a contract.
He's always been on the back burner.
Yeah, but not here. Not this has been the most consistent. He's put up his best numbers. He's been in his best role, and it's just on this team, the lacking that he brings on defense, it's been outweighed. I mean, the shooting hasn't been a problem for the Miami Heat.
Actually, it's more or less the young guys stepped up.
Question for you:
like a lot of young guys.
And I will say, with you know, Jay Rich has been struggling a little bit lately, and there's some questions about his health and his knee. And if you don't have Jay Rich's shooting, you know, maybe that does open up some more time for Wayne and gives him a chance to get out there and help you stretch the floor a little
bit. There's a couple of situations on this team where guys thought they were going to build on the type of players that they were beforehand. You know, for example, Wayne Ellington got a chance to be the best version of him.
Yep.
And so he's like, nah, man, I want to resign. I want to improve that.
Yeah.
And then he goes to sitting on the bench. It's like, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's a bad thing. I mean, it's kind of like what we talked about with the college kids. The only difference is he gets paid. Like, and that's right. That's pro sports, isn't it?
That present themselves. One of the reasons why they're getting you to take the less money and come and stay here and do these things are what they tell you you're going to be have the opportunity to be
right
on the court. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Wayne, they sold Wayne, and look, man, look at what kind of player you are now. Why don't you just let it roll here? Right, for another year, we're not going to give you a boatload of money. I know you can make some more somewhere else, but why don't you do this for one more year? Then you can get paid.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing is, it's not. I don't feel like Wayne Ellington put like this huge contract, you know, aside. You know, maybe he would have gotten more. Maybe he would have gotten more years somewhere else. But right. You know, he's in fairness too. I mean, he also was on 10 teams in his career, and this is the one that showed. Hey, this is how you utilize the guy. So they haven't done him completely dirty.
A question for you.
If he's not playing.
At the beginning of the year, though, it was.
And it wasn't like, hold on. It wasn't like they gave him money, gave him a ton of money to, you know, say, hey, we're going to reward you for what you did. You know, it's not one of those things. Whereas, like,
okay, but is it better? So are the Heat doing Deion Waiters dirty because they gave him a 4-year deal? Like, is that different? Because they gave him the most money out of it?
Well, he was more attractive at the time, right?
He was
no, but, it isn't, but my point is, like, you feel less bad for Deion Waiters because because he has a 4-year
contract.
Nobody was going to pay him that. Like, we have this idea that Wayne Ellington sacrificed this grand contract.
No. I'm not even talking about the money. All I'm saying is this: they got him to stay for less than maybe what he could have gotten, whatever that amount is. Maybe not. One of the things to get a guy to stay is say, look at where your career has progressed, and don't you want to keep that going? And the guy gets excited about, it doesn't matter how much money I weigh. I want the opportunity to do that with my career.
Is it possible?
And then he doesn't even play.
Is it possible that there's something else with Wayne Ellington that no one knows about? Because at the beginning of the year, it was awfully strange the way he was not in the rotation.
He was
hurt, though.
He's been a healthy scratch in 17 games this year.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
a scratch.
It's, I mean, like, I don't know. I feel like the guy is too, like, for him to not get any minutes at all, like, I remember blowouts or, you know, times when it's like, man, just put, like, get Ellington some run and he wouldn't do it.
But, like, it's pretty clear when the Heat started playing better, their focus went on defense. And if Wayne works his ass off and he runs around and he makes defenders work very hard, that is not his forte.
Correct.
Stopping people and being a defensive stalwart is not his skill set.
He runs people around and that makes him struggle offensively.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It can, but not. But
no, I get it. Look,
when he's out there on the wing having to defend guards, not so much.
I can clearly see why Ellington's not playing. Like, I'm not even questioning or saying he should be playing more. I'm just saying that a lot of times we don't know what these teams are telling. And I'm more than sure a guy that's been in the league and played for as many teams as he has played for, I'm sure they didn't come to him and say, hey, take $6 million, and by the way, you might be sitting the bench.
Well, the other thing we got to remember, too, I think timeline-wise, is that even the last guy to sign with this team was Dwayne Wade in that two spot. So, you know, those are – and Dwayne is on a farewell tour. It's his final season.
I get it.
You only got
things aren't lined
40
up.
Games left
things,
to Dwayne.
Things didn't line up. So, let
by
me
way,
ask
happy
you
birthday,
this.
Happy birthday, Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, it is his birthday.
Happy birthday. Let me ask you this. You think that he'd do Wayne a solid and try to get him out of here quickly?
I mean,
so he can go somewhere and play.
It's his choice, man. He's got the no trade clause. So
No. But the Heat still have to work something out. He can't.
But he can go to the Heat. He's in one of these situations, not like a Kyrie Irving fake list or a Kawhi Leonard list. Like, he can literally say, these are the teams I will approve, these are the teams I won't approve. And I guess that determines upon whether he wants to. I mean, you can't tell me. Look, with how valued that thing is, you can't tell me Wayne Ellington can help a contender.
No, the playoffs. I'm not saying that at all.
Yeah, I think for sure that he'll find someplace. He may be bummed because he liked the way they utilized him here, and he's done the thing where he's been on team to team to team and said, oh, you know, it's going to work out here, and it didn't. Like, from a basketball standpoint, the Heat utilized him for the last 2 years better than anybody else has. But if they feel like that value isn't there anymore for him, you know, I think for sure that he'll end up getting traded. I don't know who he wants to go to. That's why, you know, when the Philly thing is always juicy because that is where he's from. I don't know if that appeals to him or not. They'll definitely be in the playoffs mix. He's got opportunity for revenge against the Heat if he's bitter about anything. Team petty. Maybe. I don't know.
Everybody's not team petty.
Most people have a little petty.
Everyone has a little bit. Did we discuss this yesterday that everyone has a little Tobin in them?
Everybody has a little petty in them. But
Tobin.
Not
it's Tobin, not petty.
Whew.
What?
Not like you.
I don't feel like I have I don't walk around life with this chip on my shoulder trying to hose everybody down. It's just I like to call people out on their BS. Like Adam Gase.
Isn't that equivalent to hosing everybody down?
I like to think of it being more as a checkpoint of integrity for people.
Oh, God. Minus one.
Oh, so now you are a checkpoint?
Minus one.
Yeah.
Minus
really?
One.
Yeah.
That's
minus
ridiculous.
One.
Thank you. It's ridiculous.
Why?
Because that's stupid what you just said.
That's the most ridiculous thing you've ever said.
If so,
I am everybody's checkpoint.
Get the hell out of here with that. By the way, Tyler Johnson's sick and may not play tomorrow night.
Why is everybody getting sick?
It's that time of year, man.
Man, suckers up in north.
My throat hurts.
It was like 55 this morning. It was brisk.
It's gonna be brisk. I'm going to Boston this week.
Are they here? Are they still on the road trip?
Yeah, they got a long road trip. They're in Detroit.
They're in Detroit.
It's not the crazy one though, right? They already had the crazy one.
No, this is just a 4-game.
Well, they don't have the circus anymore, so they don't have to like leave for 7 weeks.
No, but I think they have one more West Coast.
Yeah, they have one more big West Coast swing coming up. Yeah. Portland, yep. Denver, Golden State.
The Heat aren't going to be home very much. Like, the next time I think they're home is the 23rd.
It's for one game against the Clippers.
For one game against the Clippers, and then they have a home back-to-back on the first and second.
Well, the problem is that's why you need to take care of business those first few weeks because damn near every game was at home.
Yeah. No, there was a piece, I think it was Ira Windeman who put out that the Heat have the third hardest schedule remaining in the NBA. It is going to be challenging, but I mean, if these guys want to talk around that, We play better against the better competition. Here it is. It's all laid out for you.
That didn't happen the other day.
Don't be fat, guys.
Hey, can we get your players I want to trade update?
Players I want to trade update?
Yeah.
Well, I saw that Miami Heat beat today said that the Heat are trying to gauge what it would take to get Bradley Beal from the Washington Wizards.
That's like a solid B guy.
It's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
John Wall's out for the season. He's stepping up.
What would be the package?
They probably might want to throw Philly cheese into the package.
Philly cheese.
But that's not going to be enough.
Give them both the Phillies.
Oh, both Phillies.
All right, well, let's also throw Michael Doliak in because you guys are off to a rousing start with things the Washington Wizards would obviously want in this trade.
Michael Doliak.
Yeah, that's always the guy that a Heat fan would throw in back in the day for a trade.
But recently it was Josh McRoberts.
Give him McRoberts.
Olynyk?
McRoberts is a second round pick, bro. Who says no?
Who says no?
I don't think you can get a Bradley Beal trade without giving up either Justice or Jay Rich.
Oh no, you can't do that.
Well, Bradley Beal's number is at $25 million.
Yep.
Jay Rich.
If you had to give up one of them right now, Justice or Jay Rich. I think the tide's turning.
Yeah, the tide has completely turned because everybody would say Justice before the season.
Right, correct.
Dion and Jay Rich works financially. Not sure they'll do that, but that's enough.
Heat fans, do me a favor right now.
Yep.
Everybody. Do not put Dion Waiters in any trade rumors anymore. Don't do it. Unless it's to the Philadelphia 76ers and they think that they're going to be some hometown love there. Do not put Dion Waiters in any trade rumors. It is the equivalent to putting Hassan Whiteside in any trade rumors. Nobody wants your mess.
Well, Jay Rich and Justice by themselves do not get it done. You still need numbers financially.
They wouldn't trade both of them, Robbie.
They might. Bradley Beal's going to go to the All-Star game. Like,
they're not. Okay, listen. One of these guys is going to be here. It seems to be turning towards Justice nowadays because Josh Richardson somehow can't control his feet.
Look, man, Bradley Beal's awesome, and if you are going to get him, and you're gonna, if you think that that guy is not a maybe All-Star, like
he's an All-Star. I get it.
And you're gonna say, all right, what's that guy gonna be like when he doesn't have to worry about John Wall on his team making $47 million and, you know, drinking his way out of the league? Like, it's that's what you would be banking on if you make that move, and the Wizards got to do something because they were the biggest disappointment in the league this year, as far as everybody's concerned.
Yep.
So, I don't know. Obviously, Goran doesn't do anything for him because they got John Wall. And he can opt out if he wanted to, or he's got one more year and he's also not look like himself. So, yeah, man, I don't know. You'd probably have to look at the idea of trading two out of the three young guys, I would think, to get him. And then whatever fills that in salary-wise.
Goran.
No, he just said they're not going to take Goran.
What?
All right. If you were to look at it from Bradley Beal's, $25 million. All right, Leroy. Let's say for just bleeps and giggles, I put in Jay Rich.
I love the trade machine.
I put in God, I really don't want to. Do I really have to do this?
Yes. You know you
love
it.
I'm throwing this out there. Which means I can't be judged. I can't be judged.
Minus one in advance.
I'm just doing this because we want to play the game.
Yeah,
okay?
We're just playing the game. You're excused. You can do whatever you want.
All right, let's just say I throw in a Bam out of bio.
What? You just did what?
You got rid of Antonio Freeman? I'm trying to make the trade happen. Do you guys want the trade to happen or not?
Not with Bam.
Okay, fine. Then you want to put in Justice. I got you.
Yeah. No.
How about Jay Rich?
You put Jay Rich in there.
Click. Washington just hung up.
You can't.
Wait, come on. We negotiated.
Yeah, come on.
Click.
Wait a minute.
All three of them works financially. Justice, Jay, and Winslow, and Bam all work.
Yeah, but you're not going to have anybody.
You're not going to put Bam in there.
We're trying to play the game here. You want to trade that works, you want to trade that doesn't work.
But that's not how they play.
Him Duncan Strokisen.
No, I wouldn't do that.
He makes like $3.
Wow, he's actually in the machine. You can actually throw Duncan Robinson in there.
Of course he's in the machine. He's too good. You can't get rid of him.
He's going to replace Wayne on the roster.
What is he going to do when you have Bradley Beal and him? They do the same thing.
No.
Stop signing the same guys.
No, but one's white from New England. Come on.
Come on. One really only does one thing. Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to go drive by Duncan Strokinson's prep school when I'm up there.
Leroy, he doesn't miss.
I know.
Every day the Skyforce, they put out video. He doesn't miss.
Did he play any defense, though?
When are we getting that Michigan Duncan Strokinson jersey?
Yeah.
Step it up, Michigan.
There's been some issues up there.
They've had other priorities.
Yeah.
And our paraphernalia.
Other things.
Oh, man.
Wait, we should get a Strokinson Skyforce jersey, though.
Ooh, yeah.
Can we make that happen?
Yeah.
Can we just get a Strokinson Heat jersey?
Well, we could, but we gotta get
Skyforce.
We could, but like a Skyforce jersey seems like.
Come on, it's the midday show. You know how they do us.
Yeah,
and
come
we
on.
Do things.
You just want a bum ass Skyforce jersey.
Yes. It's not bum ass. The Skyforce is not bum ass.
The names are under the numbers.
That's fine.
It's
even better.
Totally fine.
People are gonna look at us and say, "Oh, that's cool." Where
it is
get
perfect
that from?
For our show.
That's right.
Who do I email? Lorenzo.
Perfect for our show.
I don't know. We're back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you. We are live from the Seminole Hard Rock Event Center. You can text the show on the NunezLaw.com text line 67974. Somebody says for Bradley Beal, Kelly Olin Magruder. I'm sure that'll get it done.
Well, they get this from you. They get this style
That's
of trading.
That's not true.
You.
I always you put are... reasonable trades together.
No, you don't.
I do. You guys are the ones. What did you come at me with? You came at me with Dion and Wayne Ellington.
I was just putting something in the machine for finance reasons.
That's not how it works. It's not just money for money.
No, it's money for money.
We're throwing stuff out there.
Chicks you guys can't just put something in the trade machine.
If they're rebuilding, they want stuff that goes away.
I'm not saying they would do that. I'm just putting it in there. Just trying to get a gazy idea on how much money it would cost to get Bradley Beal.
What about, but how do you, can you use draft picks?
Here's what you have to
do. Not in the trade machine.
Not in the trade machine. So like a text on the NunezLaw.com text line says J Rich, JJ, and a second rounder.
No. Here's what you have to understand.
If you switch that to a first rounder.
They want to get rid of Bradley Beal as bad as you want to get rid of the other dudes. So you can sometimes
This is why they're getting rid of Bradley Beal. Because they're stuck like Chuck with that John Wall contract. And they need to find something new. They need to find something new to put with him because him and Bradley Beal has not worked. They don't seem to love playing with each other either. That's the best asset you got if you're the Wizards to rebuild.
Here's the problem.
Oh, now these ridiculous trades are coming in.
Don't they have to pay him like $40 million a year?
John Wall?
Yeah.
Yes, that's why you get rid of Bradley Beal for pieces to try and revamp around him. Because you got no other choice. Because no one's trading for Bradley for John Wall and that beer belly and that raggedy-ass beard. $47 million in a few years.
He looks like, you remember the movie The Great White Hype? Remember when, who was that? That was one of the Wayans, wasn't it?
Yeah.
One of the Wayans, when he had that little pop belly. That's John Wall in about 2 years.
Another texter writes in, he'd have no chance at Beal. They need to focus on Dennis Smith Jr. He's going to have the same career path as Victor Oladipo. You guys, if that's true, you guys aren't going to have the patience for him because Victor Oladipo took a while to get to this cooking. In Indiana, and also
that's my other thing. You know how I am about fans being patient,
right?
You hit that right on the head. If that guy comes here and he ain't lighting it up, why did we trade for this bum? Because guess who they wanted to get rid of, along with somebody else sitting at this table about 6 months ago. Don't look around.
Who don't want to get rid of?
Fiddler Crab.
Hey man. Who stood up to the bully Stan Van Gundy when it came to his harsh words about Justice Winslow? Me.
Oh God.
Nobody else had the guts to do it against former Heat. Now he had a I'm softening on it because he had a beautiful soliloquy today about Dwayne Wade and that he there's nobody in basketball he'd rather have at the end of a game than Dwayne Wade, and that was beautiful. So he showed his Heat culture colors again. So Stan Van Gundy back in the good graces, but when he besmirched Justice Winslow, that was wrong.
After a week of basketball, that's what he did, and he said it. Had nothing to do with Justin. It's after a week.
Who has egg on the mustache now? Not me, because I don't have a mustache.
Okay, so it's been 20 games.
Okay,
and
so
I'm more than sure he's not saying the same thing.
All right, Stretch Armstrong, how far do I got to stretch it out for you to be impressed?
I didn't say me. Hmm. I said he said that. Give it about 20, 25 games.
All right.
A quarter of the season, you can then – maybe come to some conclusions.
Hell out of here. God, I
hope. Oh, you go game by game?
Me? I'm process guy. That's how I go, man. Baby.
Oh, God.
That's how I go.
What?
Not results.
What is wrong
with you? Hey, Robbie, you have this.
Beast, you know he's got the look, right?
Beast, you have.
The bleep-eating grin look?
No, oh. I'm stone cold. I'm a stone cold killer when it comes to this stuff, man. I don't mess around. Oh, now, Adam Gase was on the Levitard show today.
I got to tell you, I'm an Adam Gase fan now.
You're disgusting.
Jesus. You're falling for it.
Disgusting.
Bernie Madoff just sat in your house and convinced you to buy.
I mean, just the Nevin Shapiro of pro football. That's what he
really?
Is. Oh, just a.
What if he has success? What are you going to say?
It's Mel Kiper.
What are you going to say to him?
That Sam Darnold fell into his lap.
So the only reason why Bill Belichick is a good coach is because Brady fell into his lap.
Yep.
I mean.
Then what does that say about Mike McCarthy?
Not a good coach.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's how that works?
That's how the game is played.
So that means nobody was a good coach with Peyton Manning except one guy. Tony Dungy. No, not Tony Dungy. Who won the Super Bowl with him?
Dungy did, and then the guy, and then in Denver it was Kubiak.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, there Kubiak's a good coach. Because Peyton Manning had a broke ass neck. You know who wasn't a good coach around Peyton Manning? Adam Gase.
Let's hear the sound.
It got tougher as the injuries started piling up on us. And
this guy.
You know, we're just. It's hard to explain. Hey, we're struggling a little bit in this area because we don't have Albert Wilson and Jakeem anymore, and we're losing a little bit of our explosive plays. It's just. You just see win and loss sometimes.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, season built on 5'7" receivers. Great.
Wait a minute.
Injuries.
Wait a minute.
Again.
Wait. How tall is the most explosive wide receiver in football right now that's still playing?
Antonio Brown?
No, he's not still playing.
Who's still playing?
Oh, in the playoffs.
Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, they got reject Tyreek Hill. You want to know why they
hips.
Have out? You want to know why Albert Wilson was available?
Because of Tyreek Hill. Right.
Don't act like he's Tyreek Hill. Don't do that.
We have a little bit of wait. This is a good move here for the University of Miami. Stephen Field coming back home is going to be the tight ends coach.
Don't care.
He was the coach. He was a grad assistant. Oh, I remember that.
Here we go.
He coached at Northwestern.
You guys are going to run me out of here.
Let me tell you what. Stephen Field could recruit his ass off.
Yeah, all right.
Here.
Not really.
Does Leroy not understand things change?
No relation to David Fields of Intercom fame.
He's right. Welcome to sports.
You're talking to a guy who had to pick up his stuff and move to Baltimore.
Shouldn't have counted your chickens before they hatched. I don't have to tell you.
The hell does that even mean? It doesn't fit.
Al Golden said that.
I mean, come on, man. Could you imagine your coach was going to – you would kill Adam Gase if the season was built on Jarvis Landry, a slot receiver. You would kill him if he came at us with that noise.
Not if Jarvis Landry ran a 4.3.
Oh, please. 4.3 schmore free. What he does, they high-five each other against the Oakland Raiders. That was the key to the season. Get the hell out of here.
Listen.
Get out of here.
Again.
Dude can kick rocks.
You know my favorite part of that? Part of that whole interview was when Dan goes, well, you know, a lot of people are saying that, you know, you should have been held accountable for what was going on. He said, I don't have a job there anymore. I was. I'm like, yep. So, yeah, he acknowledged that it was on him. He got fired.
No, he didn't.
He, come on.
He's glad he got his new gig. He knew. Sinking ship. He got to bail. He got his life raft. He wasn't here to see it through.
Man, but guess what? Bill Belichick never sat out either.
Huh?
When he got fired from the Browns, he didn't sit out.
He wasn't a head coach.
You got to keep – look, I know he coached in the Browns. You can't keep going with the exception. I mean, most of the time it's the rule.
Pete Carroll
was run out like a bum. Then he had to go to college.
No.
Like LeBron.
What I'm saying is this.
His stop was USC.
What – this leads me to believe is, you know, there are good football coaches that don't necessarily win all the time.
Yeah, and some of them end up at FAU.
Some of them end up at FIU.
By the way, I'm pouring out for Lane Kiffin today, who's having a bad day because Blue Martini closing down in Boca.
Oh,
really?
He's so upset.
That's a spot.
Come on. Let me tell you something.
That is Mills Boca, capital of Boca.
You can there's always
that is the Cougar Den.
No, that's a spot right there.
Poor Lane. So upsetting. I mean, I can't believe, like, people are like, oh, he's likable on the Levitard show. I mean, Levitard can make the most diabolical. He had Sabaton and made him likable. Like, that's his trick. What do I do? Oh, I'll have Jason Taylor do a weekly show with us.
Yeah, Thibodeau.
And he loves Nick Saban, and then he'll bring him in and make him likable. Oh, Thibodeau, as curmudgeon as they get, let me get him with Stan Van Gundy, his buddy, and then he'll be likable. It's a trick. It's Levitard Jiu-Jitsu 101.
Is it not entertaining?
I wouldn't listen to that. I heard he was coming up, and I wasn't going to fall for it.
What do you mean?
Because I know the move. I've been a loyal Levitard listener for a long time. I know his tricks. And what he does is he puts him in a comfortable environment and makes it one big joke fest. And this is not a joke. He screwed the Dolphins, and he made everybody think that he was a good coach. He ran Jay Ajayi out of here.
A question.
Most entertaining Dolphins since Ricky Williams.
Is it possible to be a good coach but not win?
No. 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 The results matter.
Silence.
No. 2 seconds ago, he said, it's the process. You guys don't get it. It's the worst thing. You could blow this over all these fools, but I know you just said it's about the process.
I never said that.
Oh, my God.
Leroy might punch him today.
No, I want to kick his computer on the floor. Just have it just crack.
See, here's the difference is you won't punch me because you know I'll sue you. Tobin probably wouldn't sue you.
Nah, I'll probably say I had that one coming.
I don't think he's afraid of a lawsuit.
Right.
Like, come on.
If I came home with an ice pack over my eye, my wife would be like, what happened? I'd be like, today was the day.
should I get a shirt down the front that says, trust the process, and on the back, it's all about results?
We got hashtag third hour coming up. Pudge Rodriguez is expected to join us. We're back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.